Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, my name is Ava, and I'm speaking with Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, now in its 35th year on the air. Roland, I know that there are always new listeners. Do you have a special message for new listeners today?
God allows U-turns. That's my message today. I saw it. It was a bumper sticker. I really like it. It said, God allows U-turns. All right, so you messed up. Everybody's messed up. So you messed up. Never mind that. Today is the day. Maybe you can get started. I've had people listening to me for years and years and years, and they keep listening because they know there's something good there, but somehow they don't quite get it. They're not quite ready. And then all of a sudden, they get it, and they're on their way. That's what I want to say to new listeners today.
Thanks, Roland.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is all about discipleship. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. There is an interesting passage in the Bible. It's the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 26. Large crowds were now traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple." This is an enigmatic verse, and so today we're going to talk about what it means to be a disciple. Being Christian, really, really Christian, doesn't mean just knowing some Bible verses and going somewhere Sunday morning and trying to act nice. That's all well and good, but it's not enough. And how do I know? Am I speaking on my own authority? No. I'm simply echoing what Christ said. He told us to pick up our cross and follow him. He said to the rich man, he said, "Sell everything you have and give it to the poor and follow me." And he said, "Unless a man loved me." I'm going to rephrase it a little bit because the way it's often translated, people don't quite understand it. But he basically said, unless a man hate his mother and father and brother and sister and family, then he cannot be my disciple. But what he meant was, he didn't mean that you have to hate them. What he meant was, seek first the kingdom of God. Remember, a guy came up and said, "Lord, you know, I want to be your disciple, but first I just have to go and settle a couple of things at home, and then I'll be right here." Christ said, "Forget it." He said, "Forget it." He said, "Let the dead bury their dead." So there's a making him more important than anything. And John often says to love. Didn't John somewhere say that if you love the world, then you don't have the love of God in you? Doesn't it say somewhere in the Bible the love of the world makes for enmity with God? So you're either loving the world or you're loving God. Now, it's nice enough to go to church, and it's nice enough to care about a certain football team and be their fan, and it's nice enough to have a job, and all these things are nice. Do some volunteer work. It's all nice. See, but nice isn't enough. More is needed. So who will be your authority? If your minister, your guru, some person who talks very cleverly, or who is a professor, or if it's some book or some words on a page, no matter how holy the book is supposed to be, if those are your authority, then that's the world, my friend. No, Christ has to be your authority. God has to be your authority, not some middleman. So that's the other thing. Do you have a middleman? Is there a middleman that you look to tell you that you're doing okay? Or when you have some issue, you go to your middleman for help. Well, you know what? When we're kids, yeah, we go to our parents. When we're young people, yeah, we maybe go to somebody older. Give us a little advice about looking for a job or something like that. But the day comes The day must come when you have some issue, you lift up your eyes and call upon God and ask Him what to do. See, and it's not a thing of words. It's a lifting up of your heart to God and inquiring of Him. What does He want you to do?
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, this is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851.
Now, here's another thing you can determine to see how you're doing. Do you plan? Do you have to plan everything you do? Do you plan what you're going to say? If you plan what you're going to say to your kids or to your partner, if you plan it so that it'll come out right, so that you'll sound clever, so that you won't rock the boat, so that you'll make your point, so that you'll wow them or impress them or get them to change, or just to get them off your back, or to do what you think you should do, anything that you plan ahead is not faith. Faith has to be spontaneous. Faith in what you know in your heart. And who will give you what you know in your heart? But God will give you when you need it. Didn't Christ say, when they call you before, you know, the courts and majesties and authorities and everything, He said, don't plan ahead what you're going to say. He said, for the Holy Spirit will give you what to say, what it is needed. So you wait until you know what to say, and then you just say it. It just drips off your tongue, and it's right. Your whole life has to be spontaneous. Do you move right or do you move left? See, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to move right or whether I'm going to move left. I have no idea. I just do. What's the expression? Just do the next thing. I do the next thing, but in the back of my mind, I always have a little bit of an attention to. In the back of my mind, I know that I don't know. There you go. I know that I don't know. See, the more you know, the more you think you know, the farther you are from God. When you reach the point that you know that you don't know, there you are with your wife, or with your husband, or with your child. It's one of those moments, like I've said so many times, one of those moments where what you say could make all the difference in the world. And you stand there, and you don't know what to say, and you know that you don't know. You know that you don't know. And you know that if you try to dredge something up from your mind, what something you heard, or something somebody said, or something you read, it's not going to be right. You just stand there and don't know what to say. And when you really and truly don't know what to say, but at the same time you yearn to do the right thing, you want to do what's right, but you don't know what the right thing is, then that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of humility that God will answer. He'll give you what to say or what to do. And if nothing comes to you, then nothing is needed. How many times have you had something on the tip of your tongue you were going to say something, then you didn't, and then later you're so glad you didn't say anything? Or sometimes you're just about ready to stick your nose in and start meddling, and you don't, and the problem resolves itself. So when you know that you don't know, and you know that the more you study, the more you stuff in your brain, all it does is build pride. It builds conflict with God. Why do you suppose college students are smoking marijuana and drinking and so on? There's two reasons. One, they resent their parents. That makes them guilty and fills them with conflict. But the other thing is they're stuffing their brain all the time. And they're looking to knowledge and to teachers and to professors and to academia. They're looking to it. They've made it into their God to give them their answers. Instead of looking to God, they look to the book. And they know that There's no answer in the book. A lot of times you get your textbook at the beginning of the semester, oh, you're so great, you're glad to have it, it looks really nice. But then what? You know what? You only read some of it. You read a little bit of it, and you don't really want to do it. And then at the very end, you cram a little bit, and you get by. You don't really know anything. And a year or 2 years later, you forgot everything. You don't remember anything from that semester. Maybe you remember that the professor wore glasses. That's about the only thing you remember. You know, if you're totally honest, especially when you're with your friends, you know that, you know, you don't know anything. And besides, maybe they could teach you something that would be useful, but they make it so complicated. They make it so abstruse. They're always majoring in the minors. Yeah, majoring in the minors. All the details. And you go to study math, they draw it out so long. Now you have students that they're in college and they're doing introduction to introduction to basic arithmetic. And then the next year, okay, a year later, then they're doing arithmetic. And then a year later, they're doing advanced arithmetic. And then the year after that, they're doing pre-algebra. And then a year later, algebra. And then another year later, they're doing you know how it is. What happened to back in the old days when kids already were doing, you know, you go to some countries in the world. You go to India, for example, and the kids were doing calculus and advanced calculus and physics when they're like 12 years old, you know? So what's going on with our educational system? Something is wrong. So not only are you looking to the wrong place, but then when they don't deliver what they promised, see, at that point, no, don't resent them, but just see that the answers aren't there. And no, what do? You double down on education, and probably out of resent, because you resent them, makes you feel guilty, so you go back, and you're so used to being there, and you're so afraid of moving out on your own. If you could be more like Stephen Jobs, more like Sam Walton, more like J.C. Penney, more like some of the great founders of corporations, more like the great explorers and discoverers. See, discovering new lands and new places and living intuitively and spontaneously are the great scientists. That's what you need to be more like. You need to become like a scientist, an intuitionalist like Einstein, an explorer. And you need to have and gain wisdom. But where are you going to get wisdom? You're going to get it from God. You're not going to get it from a book. You're not going to get it from a book filled with nice sayings or nice Bible verses or nice stories. No, you're going to get it from, if you're going to have any wisdom at all, it's got to come from God. A lot of us, yeah, we go through life as we get older sometimes, as we lay aside the things of youth and we soften our heart and we start hating less and resenting less and striving less, then sometimes we are ready to begin to acquire a bit of wisdom. And the first wisdom is to know that you don't know. Remember, it says in the Bible that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Well, that's the other part of it. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know that He exists. You know that He means business. And you know that you don't know what you need to know. And if you're going to find anything out, it's got to be from God. If anyone's going to help you, it's got to be Him.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
And you know that you don't know what you need to know. And if you're going to find anything out, it's got to be from God. That doesn't mean that you can't read something or do some research. See, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean you can't take a class. If you want to be an accountant, yeah, you got to learn some of the basic things. You want to be a CPA? Yeah, you got to learn some things and pass the test. All right, you want to be a real estate broker? Yep, take some classes and then pass the test, of course. No big deal. That's all right. But when it comes to the delicate matters of life, the purpose of your life and relating with your family, then you can't learn it from a book. You have to learn it from the Father. And you have to learn obedience. It says in the Bible that Christ, in everything he did, he learned obedience. So you need to learn obedience. You have to know that you don't know, and know that if you're ever going to know anything, it's going to be from him. And if he gives you to know something, it won't be to build your pride. It won't be so you can strut around with knowledge and impress other people. It will be private. It'll be something you secretly know in your heart, and it'll somehow be good. It'll guide you to safety. It'll be the right thing for someone who you love. It'll have nothing but good in it, and it won't build pride. All right? So, and the other thing that'll give you a clue as to where you're at. If you think you've arrived, if you think you're very clever with your degrees, then to the extent that you think you're clever and think you've arrived, that indicates just how far away you are. Because the person who really and truly is coming to understanding and coming to God is humble. See, not the first thing that true knowledge from God, true realization, true understanding, first thing that it will do is, what will it do? It will humble you. You'll see that you're a nothing. You'll see that with all your huffing and puffing, it hasn't accomplished anything. And you'll see that you're pressuring other people and trying to change them has only backfired. Either it made them dependent upon you, or they rebelled against you and rebelled against even what could be good for them. They rebelled against it because you pressured it on them. You see what I mean? So you have to see that your meddling has messed everything up. And you have to cease and desist your efforts and be humble for a while and let your hair down and just go about your life as a simple person and stop hating other people. See, that's the other thing. If you're ever going to come to God, the first thing you're going to see is not that you're wonderful or that you're nice or that you're a saint or that you have knowledge, see, or that you're good. The first thing that you'll see is that you hated your parent, you hated your mom, you hated your dad, you hated your brother, you hated other kids at school. You'll see that, and you'll see that you're selfish. And you'll see that the more you tried to make yourself big, the less truly big you became. And when you encountered somebody spontaneous and you were jealous of them, somebody who had real skill and was exhibiting it, you resented them. And to the extent that people in the world tell you how, see, remember it says in the Bible also, he says, blessed are you when people revile you and don't speak well of you or something like that, because then great will your reward be in heaven. So if everybody says how wonderful you are, then, well, watch out. All right. Maybe they do say that, but for heaven's sakes, don't let it get to you. Don't puff up with pride. Don't be uplifted by praise, and don't be bummed out by criticism. Just take it with a grain of salt. You've heard that expression. Don't resent it either. If somebody says, oh, you're nice, nice, then you can say, no, I'm not that nice. Or you could just let it go. Or you could say, well, thank you very much, and just let it go in one ear, not the other, but don't pay it any mind. Don't pay it any mind. You know you're not that great. And the other thing you can see, any kind of a lie, if you're living some kind of a fiction, you're trying to pretend that you're better, and you know that you're really not a better person, but you're pretending that you are, or you say that you found something, but you haven't really found it, then that lie keeps you from the truth. See, Christ said, everything is very decisive. You can't lie and believe the truth. You can't lie and find the truth, because first you have to let go of the lie. See, so that's the first thing. You have to let go of the lie. Say, well, I thought I found it, but you know what? I haven't really. That's the truth. If that's the truth, then just see that that's the truth. You don't have to get bummed out by it. Just see it. That's all. And you have to tell other people. Don't go around looking for support. That's another way of telling how close you are to the kingdom of God. If you're looking for support from your wife, from your girlfriend, if you're looking for support from some friend, say you call your friend up and, oh, he said this and he said that, and I think he's this and I think he's that. And you're looking for her to support. All she's doing is feeding on you. She's feeding on it. And secretly, she's judging you. But she acts like she supports you. Maybe she does support you if she's fooled, if you fooled her into thinking you're a nice person. So sometimes our friendship is not really friendship at all. If you're supporting each other in wrong, then that's not good. So the love of the world, what does that mean? The love of the world makes friendship with God. The support of the world. Either you get support from your wife or you get support from God. You get support from some expert, or you get support from God. See, who are you going to look to? Like I said earlier, who's your authority? And it says somewhere in the Bible, God said, I am a jealous God. So yeah, you go around looking for support from other people and tell them how great they are. You should be telling God how great he is, not somebody else how great they are. And being also thankful that they gave you some advice or something. How do you know that advice is any good? Their advice may have worked for them at a certain time and a certain place in certain conditions. But your situation is ever-changing. It's ever-moving. It's dynamic. And there are factors involved that you need to see. And the only way you can see them is in God's light of truth. So seek first God's light of truth. Ask God for light.
Are you achieving what God wants for you? A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. The coach of the UCLA basketball team, Johnny Wooden, said, if you don't have physical balance, you cannot be quick. To have physical balance, it must be preceded by mental balance and emotional balance. If you don't have those, you will be hurrying. Then you will have activity without achievement. When I practice the piano, I play the right notes and the right rhythms, often at a slower tempo, because I know that the way you play is the way that will become ingrained. When practicing, sometimes I need to remind myself to slow down. The same applies for your decision-making in life. Take the time to check with your intuition to see what God wants you to do. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
Seek first God's light of truth. Ask God for light. I made one of my promos, and I also began a program recently that way. I said, ask God for light. Ask him to send light so that you can see your mistakes, see where you're going wrong, instead of always looking at other people. See, that's the other thing, is that you're judging. You can tell how far you are away from the kingdom of God by how much you judge other people, judging how they look, what they wear, how they speak, see, judging what their kids look like, judging how much money they make, judging what kind of car they drive and whether it's clean inside. Oh my God, it just goes on and on. Stop judging other people. Just go through life as a simple person and observe without forming judgments about people. All right, so I've given you some good food for thought. And so what do you do? What do you do? So maybe you've seen some of the things I've said. You say, I want to get closer to God. All right, the beginning of it is just seeing it. See that you're judging other people, or see that you're resenting someone, or see that you're pretending you know when you don't know, or see that you're planning what to say ahead of time instead of being spontaneous. Just see that, all right? And see it in God's light. And don't judge yourself, and don't hate yourself, see? And don't say, oh, I'm no good. And no. See, it's just more judgments again. Just see it, and don't try to do anything about it. Just see it. If you see it clearly in God's light, and you don't try to do anything, and you don't seek support, then it becomes His responsibility to help you get better. He's the one who showed you in His light you saw, and you don't look to other people. You don't want their support. You don't try to run from His light. You just see it, and now you are a humble soul standing in God's light, and it becomes His responsibility to fix you, and He will. And it all begins with just seeing the truth in God's light. Ask God for light, and look for His light, and walk in His light. Read the first epistle of John. It's so beautiful. Walk in God's light. That's what I have to say to you today. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Hi. Did you know that Roland has many free resources to help you in your Christian walk? For example, Roland has made many informative sermons and lectures, which can be watched on YouTube. Roland also has made a simple Christian meditation to help you de-stress and eliminate anger and resentment that interfere with prayer and the Christian walk. Where can you find these free resources? Simple. At SheddingShackles.com. At SheddingShackles.com, you can also listen to Roland's radio shows. So, what are you waiting for? Start taking advantage of Roland's free resources today. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Blessings.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.